This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. As John and Lee and I were talking about, Ben Bernanke spent some quality time with Congress this week, the Joint Economic Committee to be precise, explaining what the Fed might do and when it might do it. Thing is, you can't talk about Bernanke these days without talking about quantitative easing, the Fed's strategy of buying bonds to keep interest rates low and, in theory, the economy at least stumbling along. But quantitative easing is controversial. It's even been called a Jedi mind trick. Well, this weekend being the 30th anniversary of Return of the Jedi, we thought we'd run with that. Marketplace's David Weinberg takes us to a galaxy far, far away.
After Luke Skywalker found out that Darth Vader was his father, he accused Obi-Wan Kenobi of lying to him. Obi-Wan said it wasn't a lie from a certain point of view.
A certain point of view?
Luke, you're going to find that many of the truths we cling to depend greatly on our own point of view.
Now, I'm going to say that again because it's a little hard to hear. You're going to find that the truths we cling to depend greatly on our point of view. So, is quantitative easing the Darth Vader of economic policy? Well, it depends on your point of view. You might say that QE has spurred lending, created jobs, and has kept inflation below 2%, more like a young Anakin Skywalker before he turned to the dark side.
He was the best star pilot in the galaxy.
Or, like many of QE's critics, you might say it's only a matter of time before it causes inflation. It's creating artificial price bubbles, and it certainly hasn't had any noticeable impact on unemployment.
Give yourself to the dark side.
Bernanke says he has no plans of ending the Fed's $89 billion a month spending on treasuries and mortgage-backed securities.
It is the only way you can save your friends.
So, will quantitative easing save us from the dark side? We'll just have to wait for QE Episode 4, directed by Ben Bernanke, featuring an all-star cast of commercial banks. Let's just hope it has a happy ending. I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.